call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. I did have my call that I mentioned yesterday. I had the one with Argentina, two guys in Argentina, one guy in Georgia, and myself. And we were on the phone, I think, 2 hours. You know, I just think about how expensive that would have been 20 years ago when my wife and I made phone calls from Europe to the United States, or just between her and I, when we used to spend hours on the phone together. Maybe that's when we loved each other. Well, I still love her. But anyway, that went pretty well. You know, we had some issues, with technical issues, but otherwise it went pretty well. The other call didn't happen, at least not thus far. But I did get an email, again, from my friend Corey, which, it's remarkable. I got an email from him. Apparently, there was tornadoes in Nashville. I didn't know about that until this morning. So I thanked him for checking up on me. Obviously, that's 100 miles away, so that's why I didn't know about it. But we're also having an interesting dialogue and then, of course, my other Mormon friend, the local young lady who she sent me a fairly, fairly long, for her, email, which, again, I found interesting because there's a relationship and a willing it just still boggles me. These two people in the last several days, especially, who we know that we don't share the same foundation, yet willing to communicate respectfully and actually lovingly. People who claim the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord, unwilling. There's so many things you can say on that. I won't. But one other thing happened, which I just found so fascinating. You know, several years ago, I did an experiment because I was curious. I actually did a video. It was one of my really early videos. And, you know, you can tell, wow, clumsy guy. But anyway, you know, and it's just there on the Kozlowski site because it was sent specifically for my kids. But talked about how I experimented with hemp clothing. And, you know, for the past many years, that's all I wear, 100% hemp. Socks, pants, everything. And it's comfortable. Two, my skin issues that my wife would know about that I had for ages, they're gone. Apparently, indeed, the synthetic material in the clothing, my skin reacted to, and the problems are gone. I have the comfort. And I have the advantage of not being all day because of skin issues. But in finding the company to do that, I found the company. They are in Canada, but their manufacturing is in Romania, and it is handmade. So it's not cheap. You know, I my pants are like $80 or whatever it is. And I'm wearing right now, sorry, I'm getting long. I'm wearing, they call them, karate pants. It's the kind of pants I've been wearing for a year now. I haven't zipped up a zipper or put on a leather belt in a year. I started wearing these karate pants. That's all I wear. When I'm at home, they're remarkably comfortable. And when I go out the door, I wear the same things. They are phenomenal. So it's kind of like, yes, I become very strange. But I also have a particular shirt. I tried several shirts from them and I found one. It's a simple polo shirt and it's comfortable. It's kind of over the last, 4 or 5 years now, kind of defines me because I'm always wearing the same shirt. I did try a couple others. They're just not me. So I got this one, but they're stopping to make those. And I emailed them, asked, you know, are you going to do something like it? And I got an email back about an hour ago. Tell us what size you want, what color you want. We'll make them for you. I don't think the big names, I don't think they'd do that. I mean, that is that, you know, it's kind of like the same thing when I go to the farmer's market. You ask a question, they'll give an answer and bend over backwards to do something for you. It's remarkable. I was very encouraged by that. I'm feeling love from people. And, you know, the thing I like about them is they live off grid. They live apparently in an island off grid. And, you know, obviously they get their stuff made from Romania, shipped there, and then they ship it. So that, but in general, their living style is off grid. And I find that, encouraging. So I get those people. I get Mormons who show me respect, show me love, show me care. People who claim the Lord Jesus Christ don't, in the PCA specifically. Obviously, I do get care from, well, you know, my friend Chris. He has shown me remarkable care. People who have committed their lives, they've said, I will commit my life to you to the day I die. My commitment stands. Dorothy Jane, I'm sorry I'm long. I want to talk to you. I love you.